coming up on episode number 331. Well, everything seems to be coming back to normal here. The interview shows are done. We don't have a cover story tonight. It's back to your requests served up hot, fresh, and delicious, one right after another. Tina's back for trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. We're back on Sunday night, June 10th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, featuring your requests, the songs that you've emailed me, you've called me, you've asked me to play, and I'm happy to play them for you, one right after the other. We're going to start off. I never get tired of the covers of Outkast, Hey Ya, because each of the versions that I've gotten that I've played on the show have been so different from the original Outkast version, I'm happy to play them. So tonight we're going to kick off with a version by Edible Red. Thanks to Justin for getting me aware of this one. Here's Edible Red with their version of Outkast's Hey Ya.
He really Brian. This is Sadeh from North Carolina, long-time listener, 3- or 4-time caller. I just heard you mention at the end of the Smiths Cover Story Part 2, a tribute album for the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. And I was just wondering, on that album, who does the Suzanne Vega song, Left of Center? I love that tune, and I'd love to hear a cover version of that. So if you could make that happen, that would be fabulous. Thank you, and good night.
Done by Suzanne Vega with Joe Jackson for the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. The first CD, no, I take that back, the second CD I ever owned. The first one was Howard Jones' Dream into Action. That cover there, Left of Center, performed by Trespassers William, and that comes from the compilation that you heard him mention in the request, Isn't She Still Pretty in Pink, where they went through the whole Pretty in Pink album and covered every track on it. Yes, all the way down to the Bluey Sum track. Before that, you heard Hey Ya, performed by Edible Red from their 2007, their brand new release, Welcome to My Bad Behavior. And thanks for Justin for requesting that one. Another request I got was from Ralph. Ralph didn't say where he was from, but he wanted to hear Me First and the Gimme Gimme's cover of Eastbound and Down, a.k.a. the theme from Smokey and the Bandit. He suggested it as part of a movie music show. I'm going to put it on it as part of a request show. Here's me first in the Gimme Gimmes with their cover of Eastbound and Down.
Cowboys and cattlemen, how do?
Flea. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it ain't cause I can smoke myself, and I don't think it'll hurt my health. I've been smoking for 25 years, ain't dead yet. But them nicotine slaves are all the same, at a patent party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop where you have that
cigarette, yeah!
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. If you fuck yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait.
You just gotta have another cigarette.
Hey!
Chance the other night, old Dame Fortune's doing the ride, and the kings and queens just kept on coming around. Well, I played them low and I betted high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy, and he kept on letting playing that money down. Well, he raised me and I raised him. I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim, and he finally called, and then he raised the bet. I said, it's his fault, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two. Right now I got a lot of one of my
cigarettes, yeah. Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait.
You just gotta have another cigarette.
Hey.
Cutest gal on the 51st date, a real kind of uptown kind of dame. She said she loved me, and it seemed to me things were just like they're supposed to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was so, so far from a cane of ice, and our petting party was going nice. So help me, Hannah, I've been her yet. But I gave her a hug and a little squeeze, and she said,
Johnny, excuse me, please. Right now I gotta light up one of them cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah! Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait.
You just gotta have another cigarette.
One more time!
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. If you puff yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait.
You just gotta have another cigarette.
Hey, hey, hey.
Texas Lightning, the album. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, usually the songs I play by them are lead singer Jane Comerford on vocals. That one has got John Fleming Olsen, better known as The Flame, doing vocal work. The request was from... there it is. Ben from, Ben did tell me where he was from, Leesburg, Florida. That goes out to Ben in Leesburg, Florida. Before that, Eastbound and Down, the theme song from the movie Smokey and the Bandit, was a request by Ralph, and it was performed by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. I gotta tell you, I really, really tried hard to get Me First and the Gimme Gimmes on the show for a cover-to-cover interview. I'm still working on it, but I gotta tell you, man, it has taken so long to try and get them on here, and we've had so many near misses with phone calls that didn't go through and emails that went unanswered a couple times. So we're working on it, or I'm working on it. I don't know who we is, but I'm working on it, and I'm going to still try and get them on the show because I think they'd be perfect for an interview. Find out what's going on in Me First's brain when they're picking songs to do. Let's get to another request. This one comes from lovely Valencia, California.
Hey, Brian. This is JR from beautiful Valencia, California. I'm just calling because I finally made it through all the archive shows, and boy, was there some great stuff in there.
But probably there was a lot of clunkers in there too, right, JR?
The downside is I might now have to go through some withdrawals because instead of listening to up to 5 or 6 shows a day, I'll have to cut back to the 2 or 3 new episodes a week. But I thought of a way you can help ease my pain. I noticed that neither your John Lennon nor Cheap Trick cover stories featured Cold Turkey as done by Cheap Trick. I'd love it if you could play it on an upcoming show. As always, thanks for all you do, and keep up the good work. Cheers.
Cheers to you too, JR. Thank you for the request. Happy to oblige. Here's Cheap Trick from the Working Class Hero Tribute from 1995 with John Lennon's Cold Turkey.
Temperatures rising, fever is high. Can't see no future, can't see no sky. My feet are so heavy, so is my head. I wish I was a baby. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brian Ibott. It's Oblivion from eblowtheweblog.com. And listening to a recent show, I heard the cover of Madonna's Like a Prayer, which is a very cool cover. It made me think, I don't know that I've ever heard you, and I know this is a little more industrial than your typical style, but I don't know that I've ever heard you play the By God 20 version of Like a Prayer, which is a pretty cool song, in my humble opinion. And the other song that I was thinking of recently that might be cool for you to play is Michelle Shock did a version on Short Sharp Shock of Johnny Cash's One Piece at a Time, which talks of an auto worker stealing a Cadillac bit by bit. So if you if you're looking for some cool suggestion, I think those might fit the bill. And I've got a kind of cold head going on, so forgive me if I'm babbling. But anyway, keep up the good work. See you on the Twitter, and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Life is a
that is By God 20 with their cover of Like a Prayer, originally by Madonna. Yeah, a little harder than the stuff that I usually play on the show, but that's going out to Oblivion, who requested that. And then before that, you heard Cold Turkey performed by Cheap Trick. That was originally by John Lennon, and it's going out to JR in beautiful Valencia, California, home of those oranges. Right, Tina?
Yes.
Yes. See, I had to kind of awaken you from your typing away at the keyboard over there.
Well, no, I'm just going through my junk email, basically. Okay. I get spammed pretty heavily lately. Yeah. Actually, it's going down, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Exciting.
Tina's back from Seattle. Thank you for coming back, hon.
Yeah.
Thanking you for coming back.
Was it that bad while I was gone?
It wasn't that bad. Tristan was Tristan. Let's just leave it at that. Quit typing over there.
It's fine. I'm just deleting stuff.
Tap, 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 tap. All right. Tell you what, we'll distract you with a little bit of Musically Challenged.
Fantastic.
This one's coming from Justin. Let's jump right into it.
Okay.
Monday morning, well, 15 cars.
Hello, Brian. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Justin, and this is my very first attempt at a Musically Challenge, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, today, I'll be playing you four songs. All of these songs have something in common. It'll be your goal to name the four songs, name the artists performing the four songs, and name what they all have in common. Now, there's going to be one fairly obvious connection between the four songs, but there is also a deeper connection that has something to do with the song you hear in the background right now. Can you name that song, and can you explain to me what that deeper connection is?
Is that John Denver?
I don't think it's John Denver. Good Morning America? Not Jim Croce. Is this maybe too long?
But I guess we have to do the name of the song.
Now we'll get going with song number one.
Sounds like the Blues Brothers.
Now, loyal Coverville listeners will know that you just recently saw a movie that features that first song pretty prominently. So I hope that one was fairly easy for you.
Right.
I got it!
Now, on to song number two.
Something older.
Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheek that trickle from her eye.
Who was that? That was Louisiana. It's Louisiana Blues. Mister, can you? Boy, oh boy, what is that? That's okay. I can remember the lyrics or other lyrics in the song, but I can't place it. So, ooh, all right.
I don't know.
And now, song number three.
Behind my J-Pan class.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about...
Is that, that sounded like June Carter Cash, but,
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that was Johnny singing with her.
No, didn't sound like Johnny.
All right, let's keep going.
And here's song number four.
We're doing horribly at this one.
I know.
Creole tunes fill the air, and I dream about magnolias in you.
There's Dr. Hook, I could tell you that.
You know I'm whizzing right now, I was there.
All right, well, that was definitely Dr. Hook. I don't know who the other singer was in that, but judging by that other Louisiana blues artist, I'm going to say maybe they all have something to do with Louisiana.
Maybe, maybe.
All right, well, let's see what we got.
Now go ahead and pause if you need a little time. Otherwise, we'll move right on to the answers.
All right.
Here is song number one.
See, that would be more Chicago blues than Louisiana blues.
Yeah. Maybe just blues.
Maybe just blues.
Back to that same old place, my sweet home, Chicago.
Number one, of course, was Sweet Home Chicago by the Blues Brothers.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
And number two was...
That's what the lyrics I was trying to remember there.
...was Memphis. Maybe they're all by rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry.
Memphis. So these are all...
Chuck Berry?
That was Chuck Berry.
Wow.
So these are going to be all cities.
Oh, you're right.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about
Johnny Cash.
Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
Number three was Jackson by Johnny Cash and his wife, June Carter Cash.
That didn't sound like Johnny the first time I heard it.
No.
Do you know what it means? Oh, that's Harry Connick Jr.
To miss
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Oh, jeez.
And number four is Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans by Harry Connick Jr. and Dr. John.
Dr. John? Did I say Dr. Hook?
Now,
yeah.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this quiz, these four songs all have something in common. I'm sure by now you've figured out that these are all songs with American cities in their title.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the deeper connection?
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail.
The song you hear in the background is City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie. The City of New Orleans is a song about a train that runs from Chicago, Illinois to New Orleans, Louisiana. The train still runs today, and among the stops it makes are Memphis, Tennessee, and Jackson, Mississippi. So there you go. All four cities are on the same train route.
Wow.
That's really
a little
cool.
More trivia about the song City of New Orleans. It was written by a man named Steve Goodman. Now, Steve was once in a bar in Chicago, and Arlo Guthrie was at the bar. So Steve asked Arlo if he could play the song for him. Arlo agreed to let Steve play the song, as long as Steve would buy him a beer first. And then Arlo gave Steve as long as it took him to finish the beer to play the song. The rest, of course, is history. So there it is, my first attempt at Musically Challenged. I hope I did all right, and maybe I'll do it again sometime. I don't have a podcast, but I do have a blog. If you want to check that out, it's knowsknowledge.blogspot.com. That's knowsknowledge.blogspot.com. Until next time, take care and keep on covering.
Thanks, Justin. That was a good one. I like the kind of guess connection, the deeper level of guess the connection, although I stunk at identifying those songs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is going to kind of end things on a less impressive note.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me and tell me how bad I did. Well, first of all, Tina, thank you for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay. If you want to get in touch with me, you've got a request or a suggestion, or if you've got a Musically Challenged you want to produce, let me tell you how many I have in the queue. I think I've got about 6 in the queue ahead of you, so still, send it in, please, because we love doing these, and maybe what we'll have to do is do 2 per show for a couple weeks just to kind of get through the glut that we have of them right now, because I love doing them. If you want to do it, email it to me. Record it. Email it to coverville@gmail.com. You can call in your requests like you heard everybody on tonight's show at 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with the standard edition of Coverville. I don't know what standard means, but it'll be some common theme, six songs, something that they all have in common. Yeah, and until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com. Hosting for Coverville provided by Bluehost, $6.95 for almost a terabyte of bandwidth a month. Check it out. Use the link on the side of the right side of Coverville, and that will give a little incentive to me. Thanks. Have a good night. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.